Hi everyone, Sayman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Shay Morpheus and Kara B. MGTOW, the authors of something called The Fundamental Principles of Philosophy MGTOW 3.0, where they're trying to clearly define the third phase of MGTOW philosophy. This is also something I've been trying to understand for quite some time. From my understanding, MGTOW 1.0 was blue pill MRA philosophy in disguise, and possibly a temporary marriage strike for some men in the early 2000s, up until things finally improved. But they didn't improve, so MGTOW 2.0 saw that women were getting pickier and pickier, and that for most guys in the dating and relationship market, the quality of women had gone way down. So guys decided to avoid marriage and cohabitation permanently, but were generally still open to short-term flings. Some were even okay using surrogacy for having children. Both of these philosophies, I believe, happened after the collapse of the demographic pyramid, where there were less and less people being born. Since women tend to date men for the most part, either their own age or older, that means that by default, if their generation is smaller than the previous one, the smaller number of less established younger guys are going to get priced out of the dating and marriage market. This happens because the older guys have assets and can provide resources to a woman to start a family, and offer her a sweet divorce settlement at some point later. So MGTOW 3.0 would need to be defined from the experience of the younger half of the millennials and the older half of the zoomers. They find themselves in a breast desert with no nipples to zipple. Hence why we're seeing the rise of the black pill philosophy, which we might as well define as MGTOW version 3.0. MGTOW 1.0 was men going their own way temporarily because of men being treated unfairly and fourth wave feminism starting to ruin women. MGTOW 2.0 was men going their own way permanently because while most guys in the 2000s and early 2010s could get a woman, the quality was dropping off because that demographic pyramid was in the process of disintegrating. MGTOW 3.0 is men being sent their own way without their consent or choice, hence why they're called incels. All three of these trends are tied to shifting demographics. All three of these things organize themselves organically. So Shay Morpheus trying to define something by force will not work, because it has to come from the grassroots. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around, where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the piñata made to look like a man being beaten by Brazilian feminists' clown world show. Shay Morpheus, you say that one of the fundamental problems with MGTOW philosophy is that many guys were in it for attention or looking for economic profit. So this meant there was a lot of misinformation out there. You're correct, but after YouTube demonetized most channels and throttled them down, this problem seems to have solved itself. The goal of your manifesto is to provide more accuracy about the philosophy and create something that stands the test of time. But I don't think you can actually do that as demographics are always shifting. Plus, from what I've read, it sounds like most of the manifesto is about clearing up things from the past instead of presenting new information that would be as groundbreaking as the marriage strike in the year 2000, or men walking away from relationships and marriage permanently in 2010. I think that in 2020 in the West, as I've mentioned, it's women that have sent men packing. Maybe in the Latin-speaking world, the demographic collapse isn't as bad yet. I think you're 7 or 8 years behind us and therefore haven't seen the rampant growth in incels there yet. But in 2014, that was the year that the birth rate in Central and Latin America, as a whole, started dropping below replacement. That also includes the Caribbean. North America hit a below replacement fertility level back in 1973. I think that black pill philosophy is spreading because of women's high standards and their willingness to share the top men instead of settling down for simp scraps. I started realizing this a few years ago, and even Stardust, who you mention in your manifesto, has been making tons of black pill videos over the last 6 months. Shay Morpheus, you're trying to define MGTOW version 2.0, which is a philosophy that is increasingly becoming outdated and irrelevant and trying to revamp it with new information and ideas. But I don't see you doing much except rehashing the old stuff. The question I have for you is, where's the burrito? In North America, we had an old television commercial where an old woman looks at a hamburger and says, "Where's the beef?" implying that the burger she saw had no substance to it. A new philosophy needs new ideas. The closest I've seen to MGTOW 3.0 is what is being said in the black pill incel community. and has become popular and growing because of demographics replacing the available number of women for an increasing number of men. In the ice hockey mating game of life, the male team has too many testicles on the ice, it seems. The destruction of the traditional population pyramid over the last 40 to 50 years has created a sausage fest of epic proportions for women. But all they seem to be doing is roasting the little weenies while trying to take a bite out of the bigger ones. As for the meat of your manifesto, you say that every MGTOW must do 7 things, including being healthy and individualistic, putting one's interests above romance, 2, not seeking out female validation or affection except for female relatives, 3, condemn all types of violence, 4, to be empathetic to the plight of other men and help out others with regards to ethnicity and socioeconomic status, 5, look after your assets, 6, don't feed gynocentrism by not giving women likes on social media, or by buying products from companies like Gillette that peddle woke gender ideology and not vote for political parties that are against men. Finally, 7, not to take action that undermines your personal freedom. Myself and many other MGTOWs have been doing those things for years now. I haven't been romantically involved in 5 years. Up until a year ago, I still seeked out female validation, but I stopped because I now found it annoying. I'm not a violent person and would only consider it something I might do if there were forced jabs. I'm empathetic to men, and MGTOW 2.0 is great because it unifies men from all different racial and social backgrounds with our common women problems. Every MGTOW content creator I've been speaking to, and most guys in my coaching calls, are looking after themselves financially and stacking assets. Most of us have also stopped going on most social media and giving women validation that way. There's also a boycott of Procter & Gamble, the company that made those anti-Gillette commercials. Most men in general are already voting for right-leaning parties instead of those that are man-hating ones on the left. Shay Morpheus, you're describing what many guys have been doing now for 5 to 10 years. I'm glad you're coming to these realizations and want others to do the same, but you're describing what has already happened instead of what is yet to come. The Black Pill community is describing what is here right now in the West and is just starting in the Latin-speaking world. But what happens after that? I predicted back in 2014 that MGTOW channels in the future would be entertainment-based, and that happened in 2017 and 18. So where do I see MGTOW in 5 years or 10 years? It will still be here and bigger, but just smaller in size relative to the Black Pill incel community. A small number of incels will work on themselves, gain access to women's gashes, and then figure out that those women are low quality, and then choose to go their own way instead. Some MGTOWs might become poor and old, and as a result, they might find themselves becoming incels too. Society as a whole is going to be taking one pill or another. The top 10 or 20% of guys will basically be blind and blue-pilled, because they'll get action. 30% will be red-pilled MGTOWs, and 50% will be black-pilled. As long as the fertility rates continue falling, this will continue. If for when they go into reverse, then you'll see more blue-pilled men and fewer red-pilled and black-pilled proportions of the male population. Shay Morpheus, you say in the document you sent me that does not cover all the knowledge about the MGTOW 3.0 philosophy, but rather provides a theoretical basis. I would be interested in hearing your take on MGTOW 3.0 and what it has to offer exactly. You mentioned TFL or True Force Loneliness, but I'm not sure if you understand that TFL is just another old name for incels. You mentioned that TFLers are free to adopt the MGTOW way of life. I advocated for that a long time ago because it's more empowering to lie to yourself and tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to walk away from women before they have a chance to walk away from me first. Meanwhile, the women are already gone, and what you have is just cognitive dissonance. In this case, for guys, isn't a pleasant lie better than a bitter incel truth? I now believe that the only way to rebalance the situation is either to return to a more traditional population pyramid, and in doing so rebalance the number of women and men that are available, creating a situation where men are once again scarce. But I don't think that's going to happen if fertility rates will just keep on falling. So the only way to solve the problem of too many men chasing too few women is through MGTOW technology, which would be version 3.0 or version 4.0 as far as I'm concerned. A scarcity of women for dating and marriage is creating the manosphere. Feminism is a product of women having too many men to choose from, so they devalue us and treat us poorly. If there was a plague that wiped out 80% of the men out there, then women would respect men again and walk around on eggshells around us to get some love, sex, and validation. The only good news is that MGTOW 4.0 technology, instead of MGTOW 2.0 philosophy, can kick feminism in the cooch by depriving women of attention. Other than that, this gynocentric nightmare that we're living in will stay bad. Shay Morpheus, it's great that you want to build a new philosophical framework on top of MGTOW 2.0 philosophy, but I can't really give you my opinion on the philosophy because you haven't shared your new ideas yet, instead of just rehashing the old ones. Please send me your conceptual framework and I'll take a look at it. Maybe Cara B. MGTOW 3.0 has some of these ideas, but I can't understand his channel because I don't speak Spanglish. So maybe get someone to create a video explaining MGTOW 3.0 in English to get the ball rolling. As far as I'm concerned, the Black Pill community has the excitement that MGTOW had about 10 years ago. They're younger and don't have as much pre-existing bias based on their past experiences. The dating and relationship market is new to them, and therefore they can see it clearly now because the menstrual rain is gone, so long as they can see through their incel tears. I take tears over blood any time of the month. Get it? Because it's that time of the month. You also changed the MGTOW logo in your manifesto that's missing the burrito. It's now red instead of yellow, and there are a couple of lines drawn through it for some reason. I wish you could explain why you did that so that everyone could understand it. Maybe you were trying to tie it into the red pill instead of the usual yellow color of a street sign with an off-ramp that is usually seen. The creators of MGTOW 1.0 created the sign and version 2.0 used it as well. Why change it for version 3.0? You don't see companies like Nike or McDonald's changing their logos often. They've had them for almost forever. When I first saw the MGTOW logo and acronym, I thought to myself that it was as powerful as seeing some of the biggest brands in the world, and I knew I had to promote the hell out of it. Even YouTube recognized the power of the brand and just decided to demonetize it completely. A symbol is a powerful thing. So why are you messing with a symbol unless you have something even more powerful to add to it? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Shay Morpheus and Cara B. MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that society wants to smash the manosphere out of existence, but doesn't even realize that society itself is responsible for its rise to begin with. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the manifestos that don't deliver you what they promised based on the title away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.